Avery won a $400,000 settlement this week in return for dropping his suit that charged Manitowoc County with negligence for sending him to prison for a rape he didn't commit. Now he faces a wrongful death suit brought by Teresa Halbach's brother. Wrongful death suits are usually brought after a murder trial, but a lacrosse attorney familiar with the Avery case, Keith Belser, says he thinks the Halbachs may have specific reasons for filing it before the trial begins.
My sense is that in this case, they're probably looking to file the suit sooner rather than later to try to put some sort of a freeze on any assets that Avery recently received or is about to receive from the county as a result of his lawsuit.
Even without the Halbach suit, Avery's $400,000 settlement from the county is not enough to pay the $500,000 bail he needs to get out of the Calumet County Jail, where he's awaiting trial for the Halbach murder. And now that he has money, he doesn't qualify for the free services of the public defender who's handling his murder trial. He had hoped to use the settlement to pay for a private attorney to defend him, but if the wrongful death lawsuit is successful, it may put a crimp in those plans. Avery has another month to respond to the suit. He has maintained his innocence and insists the county is trying to frame him. The trial is scheduled for September. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.